Pickaxe.
Hey y'all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Ominous. Epic. Welcome back to the Hat Chat Podcast, episode 102. If you're joining us for the first time, where have you been for the past 101?
We started in 102. That's weird.
That's all right. You can go back. They don't link together. You don't. There's no chronological order, really. They're all standalone, to be honest. So you can
That's
hop
right.
through
Season
them all.
One, episode two.
We're only on episode two. The pilot cleared. We did all right with that one. The budget was a bit loosey-goosey, but we've locked in a celebrity this week. Who is our celebrity? Oh, look, it's Ross Hornby.
What? I'm the celebrity? How?
Yeah.
How did that work out?
I don't know. It wasn't that good a budget.
Jeez. Well, I was going to say, I'm not getting paid. So there is a budget?
Anyway, so thanks to our wonderful patrons for supporting this wonderful endeavor of us using our vocal cords and keeping them nice and supple every week.
We're
on patreon.com/hatfilms. They've chosen our hypotheticals for this week, which I made up all three of them.
That's
this week.
Good.
I'm getting sick of looking up websites.
That's fair enough.
And they always say the same thing.
I like that it's coming from the top of his dome.
Do you?
It's just, you get this.
I mean, we're going to be lucky if they're framed properly as a question.
There's going to be holes, but then we derail it
how
every time. That's
you.
Fine.
These are great questions and topical. Okay.
Derailing.
Well, not topical, current, trending. Okay. Thank you to patrons for supporting us. Also, thank you for sending us emails. We got some news from there today, which is great.
Hatchat@hat-films.com.
If we manage to get through to those, thank you very much. Also, that's where the fingals are sent to, much like Josh Yowd, who sent in that epic orchestral version of our intro there. Thank you very much, Josh Yowd. So, with that very professional intro out of the way, I guess we'll move swiftly on to the core, the meat of this podcast. And what is that, Alex Smith?
That is the hypotheticals.
I like how first, when I pass things to you, it's almost like a teacher asking a question to a student. It's like, are you paying attention?
I'm paying attention. the first Patreon question is, oh man, turns out you were just like 11 in Stranger Things and got MK Ultra'd hard. How far would you push your powers? How much of a nosebleed are you willing to get? And would you take a peek at the upside down? That's the first question.
Yeah. I think for anyone listening or watching, you need to know a little bit about Stranger Things to understand that. But essentially, you've been given
what rock are you living under?
Super, it doesn't matter. They might not have watched it. What film? Famous films have you not watched recently? Huh?
I've watched the Obi-Wan
so many.
Series.
Exactly. So many. I mean, don't start that list.
exactly. So like,
I'm not a
so
current
if you
guy.
Don't know who 11 is in Stranger Things or what MK Ultra is, essentially. In this story, a kid gets traumatized, essentially experimented on to make her a super psychic, powerful person who can move things with her mind and do weird stuff. The Upside Down is kind of like another dimension with lots of scary, slimy things in it. And MK Ultra was a program by the American government to test extreme doses of psychedelic drugs on people to see if they could give them powers.
Yeah.
Spoiler, it just made everybody nuts.
It gave them extreme powers to do telekinetic things, which is pretty cool, huh? So we have. So this, you're saying if we've been
what?
Given telekinesis of some kind,
yeah,
you can control that. How much of a nosebleed are you willing to get? I guess up until I think I'm going to die is probably the maximum, or like bleed until death.
How can you tell? When do you know if like this is a death nosebleed?
I think if you feel really faint and about to like pass out, you should probably stop.
Yeah, that's where you
start
to worry.
But what are you using it for, I guess, is the question, right? What are you using your power for?
What, the power of nosebleeds?
Not the power of nosebleeds, although it is the power of nosebleeds as well. It's a twofer.
From what we've seen...
If the only psychic power you actually got from all of it was the ability to give yourself a nosebleed on command, can you imagine a situation where that would be useful?
Boring meetings.
If you're at school, you're like, got a nosebleed.
Oh, not again! Oh, sorry, miss. Gotta go. Fucking out of the way.
I can't do this presentation.
Yeah. Oh, I can't do this really annoying like maths thing. Okay, I'm out. That's a good thing. I guess if you wanted to just literally use your blood as ink, that's a good method. You go, oh, hang on.
Sorry, I've written you another paper, another essay in blood.
Yeah.
Who are you giving those blood writings to?
I don't know.
What do you reckon is causing that nosebleed? Like, how do nosebleed usually start? And
I don't
how
know,
would,
pressure.
You know.
Pressure in the brain. I'm pressure. Guessing, like, it's, we discussed aneurysms.
The capillaries in your nose are very thin and close to the surface.
And how sneezing and suppressing sneezes can cause death. Don't do it. But basically, I'm assuming it's pressure. Like, obviously, she's using her brain power and her, like, magical ability to kind of, like, control something with her eyes. But it's causing intense pressure on her head. And, like, I guess, like you say, you've got the tiny little capillaries or whatever. Maybe they're butting inside her nose.
Is that what you think actually happens with nosebleeds normally, or just these particular ones?
These particular ones. I don't know what... I mean, I don't know what happens with them normally. What happens with them normally? Okay. You pick too deep.
It's like... It's just the membrane of the... Apparently dry air can cause it. It's just the membrane of the nasal cavity. Like, it's very thin. Yeah, exactly. That's why, you know, people use it to get drugs into their system. And yeah, damaged blood vessels in the membrane in the nose just start to bleed. And some people genetically are more prone to that happening. Yeah. More delicate nose linings.
I know someone when who's you... taking a Nurofen like that. That's not okay.
I know two guys that have taken Lemsip like that.
That's been discussed on Old Hatchets.
That was. Yeah.
And it's not worth it. It's horrible. No. It's a horrible experience. It's not
cool.
It's
you numb the side of your face. It's weird.
Oh.
And it's like really thick as well. Anyway, don't recommend it.
I'm sorry we didn't get nosebleeds from that. We should do it again.
Yeah. But yeah, I'd like to
get nosebleeds.
A bit of telekinesis.
How hard would you push yourself? Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't?
What would you control?
Amazing. Who would not want telekinesis? Not to stop you from talking about it. Go on. Keep talking. I mean, I would agree. I'd love telekinesis too. It's such a cool power.
What would you use it for?
Ross asked a question. What would I use it for?
Yeah, what would you use it for? Ross? What's your first go-to kind of like convenience using that ability?
Pantsing people.
You're pulling their pants down.
Pantsing them.
You're just going to pull their pants down. No one notices you unless they look at you.
Well, you can see me. I'm like wiping the blood off my nose and everyone's pantsed around me.
Do you not think you'd feel bad? I bet you wouldn't. I bet you wouldn't do it. I bet you, Chris Trott, wouldn't do it. Because you've just embarrassed somebody out in the middle of like a aisle of a supermarket.
Yeah.
You pants them.
That's good.
And
why not?
They can't work out.
He's not gone near them. I think that's a perfect prank. Like, they don't know it's
but
you.
What
you're
I'm
like,
saying is you personally.
Did you need to pull your own pants down at the same time. You go, oh, no.
You would pants strangers because you had the power to. Is that what you're saying?
That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
No, that's what you're saying as well. You're saying that sounds great.
I think
what
it's funny. I think
Chris
it's a funny
Trott
prank.
Actually, it's a funny prank. Who pantsing, of course. I mean, even without telekinesis, is pretty damn funny, especially on school fields in secondary school.
But I think
I always think
pants
about going down supermarket aisles. Pants yourself, so you're like, I got too. It couldn't have been me.
Me too. Well, there's some of these pranks. There's been pranks.
Got a nosebleed.
Some really lame pranks where like someone was shopping and then someone like dropped like a big old like laundry basket on their head, but they had one on their head as well and they're like, what the hell, and then like take it off as well behind them and like, you too, we both did this.
No.
Oh, who did that?
The laundry basket.
No. Who's weird. Getting us? And then like, what the fuck? It's just a really confusing and baffling situation. So I imagine Trott could be that person, but he's got his pants down and so he's like, well, who's done all this? nosebleed.
Who pants me?
Wipes nosebleed away.
Yeah, exactly. He's got to have a thick mustache to disguise that nosebleed.
Yeah. I don't think it will disguise it, though. Would it?
No, more than just not having true. One.
Go red.
Especially if it's red slightly mustache. Dark.
Would you use your ability for anything else? Like, in the film, it's kind of suppressed. It's held back because, obviously, there's no real control of that ability. But I imagine, are you going to try and test that ability like the cheerleader in Heroes, where she just jumps off things, testing it further and further, where it's like, I could die this time, but
that was dark,
who cares?
Wasn't it, really?
It was dark.
Not enough like shows about people with powers do that. I actually really liked that when they did that. Yeah, they were filming it, weren't they? Because they were like, attempt number three, I'm going to jump off of this piece of heavy machinery into a ditch. This is in Heroes.
Those are things do that
when
though, don't they?
When Heroes was good.
Spider-Man did
know,
that.
I found a lot.
Remember? He kept hitting the walls and he's like, these devices aren't working.
Yeah.
I do like, exactly. I like sequences ones. Like that in shows.
Yeah.
The Tobey Maguire ones. Was that your favorite one?
I don't think really. So. No, I like the newer ones. I like the cartoon one more recently, the animated one. Really good. Mm. Really good.
Which one?
The Spider-Verse.
Oh,
I think the latest Spider-Man was actually really good as well. Actually,
I thought you were thinking
ones.
Of the original Spider-Man cartoon.
No, well, I haven't really watched many of those, to be honest. But yeah, no, the latest films are actually really good, enjoyable. I like the one with Jake Gyllenhaal. That's quite funny. He's quite a funny guy.
Yeah.
The third one's better than that, I'd say. Yeah.
I'd say so. Agree. Tick.
And the first one is better than the second one. There you go.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
But in order of, so 3-1-2?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 3-1-2.
Ooh. Okay.
Although actually, the first... 1-3-2. Anyway, yeah. Go on.
Okay.
Have you guys seen the new Doctor Strange film yet?
No. But I've got a good hypothetical about
it. You didn't say
it
was very good, so I didn't even entertain the idea until, like, it's available on Disney or something.
Okay. No, that's
even then, I'll look at how long it is, and then I'll kind of debate whether I should spend time watching it.
Yeah. Now I push my powers like crazy, Trot. I would see how big I could go. I would try and make myself levitate because I've got this theory about if you have telekinetic powers, why not just telekinesis yourself, right? Mm-hmm. No, I'd be doing all sorts of shit. Yeah, I'd turn myself into a weapon. Sure.
Would you want people to know about it? Would you try and do like a Moses, where you part like the sea? Like, go over to the Bristol Harbour or something, just go... And then just part the seas. Like, the seas are probably like, yeah, I'm doing this. And it's just like, there's like a
I'd
big kind of like, look at me! I'm going to wear robes. I'm going to wear a crown.
You're extremely at risk at that point, right? Because although you're telekinetic and stuff, you're still a flesh body. And you could get taken down.
I pull my own bones out of my body accidentally. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm dumb.
Nosebleed.
I would choose the best government that exists within the globe, right? And then I would be like, I'll come and work for you. All right.
Right.
Let's,
okay.
Let's create
so
a
you'll
globalist
be
agenda.
Like that blue guy in Watchmen. You'll work for the government and start just blasting.
Dr. Manhattan.
We're using him as a weapon now. Either that or jail. Ha ha. Or death.
And then he got really jaded and went to Mars.
Well, it's the same plot with Homelander, basically. It's like in the Boys,
series.
Where it's like they are. It's really good. The new series is excellent.
Yeah, I've waited because I want to binge.
Homelander in general in The Boys, this isn't necessarily this season's specific spoilers. He is just like, he is a god. He's unkillable.
Well,
he's extremely powerful.
He loves
but
tin milk,
have enough.
Right?
Well,
he did.
Got some weird kinks.
Yeah.
Exactly. So he's fucked up by this, and they explore that more and more and more. But like, essentially, if you're that kind of super-powered psychic, telekinetic master, then for sure, put it to work. Mm. It's a physical skill. Do something physical with it.
Yeah.
Maybe apparently, chop trees at an alarming rate. You could become the greatest forester in the world.
Siler, isn't it? Siler was the one who kind of basically collected everyone's abilities. That's what.
Oh yeah,
he,
like
essentially, he has
there.
Telekinesis, right? So that's what but he's using like laser etching.
It was weird, yeah.
And then he just became
he
so powerful that it was just like fuck it
to learn how they do things.
Yeah.
So I think the idea was his power was learning how things work.
Yeah.
And so he would touch their brain, and then that would allow him to understand how their power worked. Yeah. And use it.
Because he made clocks and watches.
Yeah. Oh, he was such a good villain. So good.
Yeah.
Zachary Quinto, was it? And then you had Peter Petrelli as the
Spock.
Peter Petrelli, and then it kind of really... Was there a new series of that not long ago where they kind of tried to reboot
it? Yeah, they tried to restart it, and it was really shit again.
Yeah, I kind of lost interest after
I really didn't
series.
Like Peter Petrelli.
No.
His character was a good idea, though. Like, as in him being this sort of, like, deck of cards, you know, as in he was this empath. And also he was kind of the light to the dark of Scylla, which I quite like the simplicity of. But he was very much a bit like the central character in The Expanse. He was a bit meh, wasn't he, Peter Petrelli? He was a bit like...
He wasn't Peter Petrelli in The Expanse,
being like, he always used to pull
the...
No, it wasn't Peter Petrelli in The Expanse. Yeah.
Awkward-looking face. Terrible things are happening. Brother, stop working for governor.
Yeah.
It's fucking Nathan. Brother.
Nathan, yeah. We can all fly.
Let's move.
Spoiler.
Should we move on to our second hypothetical?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
They're really good this week.
Nice, okay. Well, there's three of them.
I wrote them.
I know you did. You did. You've written them before, though, right? Some of them.
Have I?
Well, I don't know. Have you? I thought you did before.
No,
you...
these aren't.
Oh, these are okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you meant the same ones.
No,
it's like,
no, no,
I hope not.
You've come up with some before, and yeah.
Yes.
But you're very proud of these ones, I see. Okay, go on.
Yeah.
What's this one?
Second one. Sorry, I was just finding out. Heroes Reborn played for one season and then they cancelled it. So the reboot of Heroes did not go well. Second question from the brain of Chris Trott, which is a stretch to call it a brain. Let's call it a sort of CPU,
kind of mess,
if you will. The Marvel multiverse exists, and it turns out you're the most mundane version of yourself. All your variants are way more powerful. One variant is attempting to dominate and destroy all existence. You're the only one in their way. How would you stop them? Not very effectively, by the sounds of things. How would you stop them? I'm the only one in the way.
Well, I mean...
Is
it... This is so open because obviously all your variants, but expand on that a little bit, Trot. So as in all your different versions of yourself in the multiverse are really powerful.
I imagine there's every possible version of you technically out there. Like, there could be a Hulk version of you. Yeah. There could be whatever, like a Thor version. One that's made of worms.
Wow, yep.
But you're the basic variant, like compared to
we
all
are
these
the
other
basic
ones.
Variants, I'll point out.
Yeah, we are very much basic. We could be ant versions, though.
True.
Or like...
Oh, yeah, you're right. We could be like little slime...
Insect...
Just bacteria.
...versions.
Ants,
at least
yeah.
We're not little robots.
Big dicks versions.
Massive.
Yeah.
Wait, no, hold on. That's the variant I am.
You don't know, though.
But, you know, a version of you comes in, flying, looking like... Yeah. Superman or whatever, yeah, with a glowing light behind them. They've even got a halo, but a couple of horns as well.
Wow, a bit
better. And they just start decimating cities and stuff, and then you're there to try to appeal to yourself to stop this madness.
That's
stop.
Please, alt Smithy.
I don't know what you could say to someone who already has all the, like, they have all the power. Like, I mean, and obviously they're willing to destroy things. So they're already
fundamentally,
partner.
Though.
I know, but like, surely they've lived a different life if they're in a multiverse. Like, other shit could have gone wrong for them. Yeah, maybe they've got baby dick.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not just about leverage as well. It's about, you know, you could try and empathize with them. You could try and reach out to them in some way.
Hey, it doesn't have to be like this. We can hug. Hey, I'm a clone, basically. We can do stuff.
Do you want a clone bone?
Don't hurt me.
Don't
You're big and strong.
Hurt me with your superpowers.
How do you
I'm not as strong and powerful as you.
What would be their personal weakness that you know you could get through to them? If they shared your same empathy.
Right, okay. What are they destroying at the time?
Cities, people,
cities and
children.
People, children.
It's me. Oh, I've come to your reality.
But that just doesn't line up with my...
They're firing out lasers from their eyes with reckless abandon. They don't care about what they're hitting.
The sheer amount of laser fire is bonkers. Sheer weight of it. The weight of laser fire.
Maybe I'd go somewhere really cold. Really, really cold. Take a picture of my penis. And then post it on social media as him. And say, look, this is my
That's
tiny.
Good.
And then I've then outed him with a tiny, tiny penis.
Well, how do you think you would react?
And he leaves the reality in shame.
He's then going to... But that might just spur him on to get more angry and destroy society.
That's what I'm thinking.
So maybe I should make it really look really crazy big. Like,
what if...
Stronger, like...
What if you threaten him with the idea that it could be leaked if he doesn't stop?
Yeah. Start just taking some really bizarre images of myself and then like going, hey, look, I could leak this. I've got some contacts. But then he could just kill me. But I'll try that. That's my method.
Okay, I'm going to flip this on its head. I'm going to test this.
Self-revenge porn.
I'm going to test this back on you.
Yeah.
I've got a low-angle, awful dick pic of you.
Oh, me? Oh, shit.
Of you.
I thought I didn't send that
and
to you.
And I'm going to leak it. I'm going to first post angle? It in all the... He tried to make his dick look bigger, but it's actually his balls
I
look
tried
humongous.
I tried to make myself look like a titan.
Huge
a giant.
Yeah.
But instead it just...
It looks horrific. It looks like a mole smaller. That hasn't seen daylight in years.
Looks like somebody's stuck a cocktail sausage to a baked potato.
Yeah.
It's
awful. But I'm right. threatening to... I'm gonna first post it to all our friends... All the discords that I have here, just copy paste. It's all going to go out. Mm-hmm. How much money would you give me to stop this from happening?
So this isn't part of the multiverse.
How
this
far
is
are
just,
you?
You're just saying how much money?
I'm just testing. Like, is the dick pic thing enough to stop a supervillain? If you were sharing the same mind.
Are you saying it wouldn't have the same hold? Yeah,
I don't know. I'm just testing it.
See, that's what worries me. In that situation, I'd be like, scorched earth, baby. Send it to fucking everybody. And because I know that villain, let's be honest, would be raising those cities with reckless abandon, you know, laser eyes everywhere. So same approach to a blackmail dick pic attempt. It's just fuck it. Show everyone my penis.
Well, let's think about a collect.
I'm going to find your house next.
Let's think collectively. Someone's got a picture of us all. We're buggering, all three of us. They've got a picture of it, and we almost
picture.
Look at the camera. We just caught them. They've taken a photo.
We shouldn't
what do we
put
do?
That on the timer.
I know. What do we do in that scenario? Someone's threatening a ransom on that. Yeah. That's a group photo. That's all three of us. Do we embrace
it
and just say, well, fuck it, who cares?
We hastily put together an OnlyFans and try and monetize it before they see
that's
everything.
That's the Kim Kardashian technique. I think that's what happened, isn't it? Or was it Paris Hilton technique? That was the Paris Hilton technique where they tried to monetize it immediately and then they beat the press. And it's like, oh, now we can make money.
There isn't somebody like out there now. I mean, it did basically make Kim Kardashian's career, right? Like, that's where a lot of...
But we'd have to kind of keep that up if that was what we wanted to keep, you know.
More pics.
Well, people really like this. Should we just lean into this? Or do we just kind of say, they're offering a lot of money.
How can we get more graphic and extreme?
More graphic? That was the most graphic thing I've ever done. I was in the middle!
We need to we need to one up this. Anyone already got any ideas?
Swings.
Chains.
We're gonna need some devices.
We're gonna need some animals.
Dear God.
Oh God.
Let's go to the zoo. I don't know. I mean, in that scenario, I think the OnlyFans idea seems like a bit of controversy would shine a light on us. And it's another YouTube channel we can make about it. We can
just another channel.
Just about those things. So
we're spreading our eggs
really
from one basket.
That tiny knob of butter over several slices of bread.
Yeah, but if you have, for example, Marmite, two dents on one piece, you need to spread that amongst to make it nice and palatable.
Yeah.
So I consider us to be Marmite if we're too dense.
But people either love
us
or hate us in that scenario as well, which I guess is
true. Yeah,
but
maybe if we're spread more thinly, we'll be more appealing to more people.
Right, okay, we might catch. It's just like we've spread it as thin as spider's
web. I can take them in small doses.
We might catch more if it's wider.
Yeah.
Right, got you.
All right, Hat Films Marmite channel is coming out soon.
Dear God, I'm not a fan of Marmite, we've plenty to talk about. You love it, I'll hate it.
Plenty to talk about. Yeah.
Smith, are you a lover or a hater of Marmite?
Oh, hate it.
Well, that's two against one.
Could you use Marmite?
Hate is pretty strong.
Yeah, would you eat
it?
Would you opt, choose it?
No, I dislike it thoroughly.
There's something
I
about
really
it,
do not
there?
Like
it. It just doesn't...
No, I can tell you what I don't like about it.
It's the taste. It's the taste. I don't know why I don't like it, other than just everything about it.
it tastes salty, yeah, which I have no problem with. I like salty things, but it tastes really salty. And then it also tastes like, I don't want to say spicy, but it almost tastes a little bit like hot to me in my mouth. It kind of tastes a bit like, and then it kind of tastes acrid. Mm. It kind of just tastes like somebody burnt like salt and honey without the sugar.
So there's one spoon of
it's horrible
beef bovril in your left hand and one spoon of Marmite in your right hand. Which one do you think you could consume without throwing up?
They're both very close to each other.
They're very close.
I'd go the Marmite. I would go the bovril.
I would also go the bovril, but I feel like it'd be hard. It's so hard dense, to take it down. Yeah. A full spoon.
Is like it more minty spoon. Bovril?
It's yeah, but I think they also have the same texture. Like that, I wouldn't say they're far away from each other, but there is that extra kind of like you say, that kind of not spiciness, but yeah, there's a. I couldn't eat a spoonful. But then I also couldn't eat a spoonful of mayonnaise without throwing up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of spoonfuls of specific things I couldn't eat.
The good news is that with dipping sauces, you don't need to eat a whole spoonful.
That's fine.
I do. When I eat mayo and chips, like, yeah, I eat way too much mayo.
The chip. But like,
it does.
You're not just dipping your finger in
the same camp. Oh, a whole tablespoon of mayonnaise would be gross. And there are some things I can. It's like having a whole tablespoon of mint sauce. You know,
I think I could
like,
eat that though.
Oh,
the vinegariness is
so
strong.
Much,
but I think I could
it's
do that.
Really strong.
I could do that over the other three options I suggested.
Over mayo.
Over mayo, I could do it. Over. I mean, I love mint sauce on a roast dinner. It doesn't matter what the roast is. I'll put mint sauce on.
Really?
It. Not the meat, but the veg and the gravy. Mint sauce is king.
Mint sauce is
don't
lamb.
Like mint jelly as much. I don't like the jelly. Doesn't need to be jelly-like. Sauce.
We rank
not from a tub, not from a squeezy.
We rank table sauces.
I mean, we can rank table sauces, but we need like a big old pile of chips. They're going to get cold.
Oh well,
just keep air microwaving.
Keep.
I can air fryer. So
yeah,
I can air fryer to the office, and I can make to the warehouse and make some really.
We'll
really
get
nice
table
potatoes.
Sauces on the list. It'll be on there. We're rankers now.
The best table sauces by country.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah,
we rank for you.
I don't know
where
there be a food.
How do we get to that?
Okay, so I'm going to bring it back. If you could put your supervillain variant into a situation where they have to decide continue destroying all of existence, but in order to do that, you have to eat this horrendous food. What would that be?
Dog poop in.
If I eat this,
the worst thing that you could possibly have. Yeah, so that he suffers or he walks away, not destroying everything. But in order to destroy everything, he has to have this horrendous food.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you around the table.
I'd have it so whenever he destroys an area with a dog poo bin in, he has to eat the contents of every single dog poo bin first before he can destroy it.
Like fecal matter, yeah. I mean, well, that's...
That was stopping, wasn't it? It was stopping.
That's got to be the worst thing you could eat. Well, yeah,
I'd do one bin and then be like, I can't.
I never ate it.
Stuffed him. Stuff is not fun enough to make eating a whole dog bin.
Surely it has to be an actual food, though. I think that should be the rule. Otherwise, raw sewage is something you would never eat.
Yeah.
But that would be something that if you ate it, that's fucked.
Oysters.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah, that raw, stenchy fish stuff. You know, that's like...
Oh, what's that one which they say that, like you have to open... Someone says suggests opening underwater to avoid the smell.
Strom.
You have to smell that for the rest of your life. Or destroy... Yeah. Just if you want to destroy cities, you have to have that smell under your nose always.
Yeah, permanently. Well,
I don't know what that smell
everything.
Is. We've not experienced that smell to know how terrible it is.
You know it'd be awful, though.
I'm imagining fish and sewage combined, silage as well, all of it. It's all mixed into one big horrible pot. That in front of you.
What if, Ross, putrid. every building you collapse as a supervillain, you have to have a spoonful of mayo? How many buildings would you be able to collapse if you really want to?
I think the city will be perfectly fine. Because what was it? I watched.
I'm walking away from this.
There was something on. I think it was like Big Breakfast years ago. Maybe it was some of the morning thing. But I think it was actually SMTV where they got grannies to eat a spoonful of mayo, and that, like, they were basically like gambling on whether they would spit it out or not. Like, it was, that was literally the game. It was literally just, will she spit it out or will she swallow it? It was really kind of actually quite perverse when you think about it. Like, you're giving granny mayo and asking whether she's spitting or swallowing. Pretty fucked, if you ask me. But that's the thing. Honestly, I don't know if that's the right show, but I'm pretty sure it was SMTV Live. But yeah, when I watched that made me really feel sick. But yeah, I mean, I think tolerate mayo in tuna.
The hatred of mayo?
I think that's certainly one of the things. One off. I mean, we've been through this. Many sources will make you feel pretty shit to eat. Although, is there any table sources you could eat? Could you eat just ketchup on its own?
Yeah, I think so.
I could. I think it would be like a bit like sharp. There's that vinegary sharpness that's just a bit much for
nothing
just on its
tangy.
Own.
It needs
like
to be
a sweet.
Oh, salad cream. Someone just said salad cream.
Oh, I hate salad cream.
The smell of salad cream. Oh my god.
Oh, it's gross. So horrible.
I was handed a sandwich once and it had just so much salad cream in it. And when I chomped down, it was more salad cream than like ham and stuff. And I was just like,
I hate it. It's so bad as well. It's just
it was the realization of what it was. I almost threw up there and then.
Salad cream to me tastes a bit like what, like 50s cooking looks like, you know, like,
yeah,
like when they're like the jellied eels and stuff like that. Like salad cream tastes really like, this is weird, this doesn't taste good.
But I don't know why
coleslaw come under
coleslaw.
It's not a table sauce, is it?
Well, is that mayo mixed with like,
yeah, it's just like carrot and cabbage,
shredded carrot and cabbage
and onion. Yeah,
I can have coleslaw in small amounts. A spoonful again would, it's the mayo thing, the mayo's in there,
it's the mayo thing. Yeah, fair enough.
But all right, we could probably go through a load of different gross things in a store and just start like taking spoonfuls and seeing. I could eat hummus by
the
spoonful gladly.
Things.
I do.
Mm.
It's nice.
Yeah, tasty. Hummus is fine.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Bit rich if you start eating it like that though. Bit much.
Yes, I imagine so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we want to move on to our third hypothetical or move on to funny?
I want to know what I just want to hear what it is. Maybe we can just.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, you've written a long paragraph there.
Go on then.
All right, so picture this. You're just coming out of McDonald's. The queue was insanely long, but you finally have your quarter pounder with cheese meal. You do not need to say quarter pounder with cheese. Quarter pounders come with cheese.
It's written quarter pounder with cheese, so you say it. Board. It says quarter pounder with cheese.
In the menu.
Even though it should
every
have
time.
The board.
Now.
It should just have the cheese.
It's on the menu.
It should just have
cheese. I just want to make it clear. He's editing our document to remove the with cheese part. Anyway, carry on.
Whatever.
Suddenly, a rippling shockwave that bends the literal floor. It's like saying, I'll have a cheeseburger.
With cheese.
You can't get past
pickles, it.
No,
ketchup and mustard.
Well, no.
You're just listing what comes in
I guess this is the issue here is, do they offer a quarter pounder without cheese immediately?
Yes, but it's not the default offering.
Good.
So if you ask for a quarter pounder meal, they will always give you the cheese.
I always say quarter pounder with cheese. It's written there.
It's probably an allergy thing, right? Where someone got an allergic reaction because they didn't expect quarter pounders to have cheese in it, and now they have to always state that there's cheese in a quarter pounder.
Who's having hamburgers?
Someone like that.
Put cheese in it.
They don't always state it.
It should just
be called a quarter pounder cheeseburger, really. Suddenly, a rippling shockwave that bends the literal floor in front of you throws you off balance, slamming your food onto the floor. It was Neo from The Matrix. Oh, hey, Neo! Doing his takeoff into the air. You're just a bystander, but you've just become aware of being in The Matrix. How would you handle that?
So our knowledge of The Matrix is from the film. So we know what The Matrix is by having watched the film and subsequent terrible sequels. He happens to be next to us as we've just our meal's ruined on the floor. Which I would be really annoyed about. Because if you, how long was the queue? Half hour is really long for a McDonald's. I've waited around that before, and
it's a pain in the ass, right?
If like, you're already in a bad burger mood afterwards, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
So I'd be
you're mad.
Got that had cheese in it.
I'd be thrown off.
If you're
by
mad
the
about this, you'll hate to hear about sleep, where 8 hours of your day you don't actually get to experience just because you need to not experience things for 8 hours in order to function the rest of the time.
Yeah, but that's not
this
an option.
We've evolved the need for sleep.
Sleep is
what is this?
It's
an option.
Thing. What do you mean? What are you saying?
No, it's not.
So like being in the Matrix, like, because I know what you're saying. It's like, damn, I've just spent,
I thought you were talking about
like,
queuing at McDonald's.
I am though. It's a bit of an intuitive leap. Like, basically, you're saying it sucks that you're in a virtual world that people have powers to control themselves, but you had to spend 30 minutes in a McDonald's queue, right? And it's like, what the fuck, man? Like, why am I having to endure simulated like pointlessness? You know,
I'm just saying the immediacy. You're not immediately snapping onto the fact that you're in a virtual world. You're immediately thinking, God, I just fucking waited half an hour for that fucking burger, and now some of wait, none of this matters. Then you pick up the burger and eat it because it doesn't matter. That burger is not covered
in
bacteria.
Real dirt.
There's nothing in there. There's enjoy it. Be like, well, fuck.
I'm going to
start
eating
walking
the floor
into
the
and you
open
start wasting
traffic.
Away.
Sorry.
It does matter. If you stop eating, though, in the Matrix, and you start wasting
your
away...
Your avatar starts dying.
Then it does matter.
Yeah.
Right? Also, I mean, but how does death
does
work
it?
In the Matrix? Because if you die in the Matrix, do you is there reincarnation?
You get flushed out,
you get melted,
I think,
in that little kind of gooey pink...
In the vat.
...goo, yeah.
But the Matrix version of you isn't related to the physical health of the real you in the tub, right?
Not really
so
sure.
If so you were to stop eating within the Matrix... You.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter, would it?
I think your brain, because it's convinced it's real, it's almost like you die because the brain shuts down from almost the placebo effect of.
Or are you dying because they unplugged you outside of the Matrix, or they started the melting process and they're like, well, you're going to perceive this from what your actions.
Okay.
But yeah.
So if you die in the Matrix, you can die in real life.
But do you think if you fully believed, you see Neo, and you fully believed, you'd be like, well, whip out that spoon, start bending it, because you're like,
I'm a wizard.
I can.
Yeah, but you can't. This is the thing.
Toss the spoon,
like,
fly.
All you've done, it's like watching superhero movies and then being told you're in that universe now. You are not Thor. You're not like, you're not Neo.
Yeah.
You're just an NPC that just had his McDonald's knocked over. And you don't have any of these powers. You just know how the other people have them.
But that's the kind that's the kind of mania which causes riots and kind of a crazy person to go insane. Like, that's the person who goes, well, I need to test this world. What can I do? You know, oh, look, there's a granny there. Kick her over. What? Knock her over. Knock her down. Like, I wouldn't have done that normally. That's something completely
look
random.
Insane.
Of course you look insane.
I mean,
but
the
this
other
NPC's
people
just
the
realized they're in a fake world. Nothing matters. Granny's down on the floor. Someone's bypassed with an umbrella. Take the umbrella. Stab him with it.
Yeah, but bam. Things do matter still, because you're still tied to the Matrix, right? There's police officers that are still very much in the Matrix that are going to come after you and arrest you because you knocked an old woman over. And you're like, you're doing weird shit. You're going to get put in jail against your will because you can't bend the metal and fly out of there.
But he does though, because he's aware, right? It's kind of like an analogy for lucid dreaming. It's the same situation. Mm. If you suddenly realize that the Matrix is a thing, then surely your knowledge of it and you get the ability. Well, I know that there's the blue pill and the red pill thing. I'm not sure whether that was some actual physical thing or just a choice the person has to make in order to allow themselves to start manipulating their own reality, right? Yeah. It's a little. Like,
I think it allowed them to eject from the Matrix, right?
Because would you be the cipher in the scenario where you're like, well, I want to be in the Matrix because, like, everything tastes better and I don't want to experience that boring, you know, tatty clothes in a cold
so tatty
metal chamber.
Come on, guys.
Sleeping on a single bed, like, all of that stuff is unappealing, whereas you could basically just live a life of crime and have a better life for it and know that it doesn't matter if you die.
Doesn't matter
because you're a battery in a thing. But you don't know that. This is the this is the conundrum here. You don't really know. You
but
just
the,
know that
the,
you
the
saw something
you
once,
now.
And now you're second guessing it because maybe I was just
maybe
I was just angry because I waited so long, and then I slipped, dropped my burger, and thought I saw Neo, when in fact maybe it was just a fucking big old crow flying past me, knocking me.
Yeah,
as my burger flies out my hand.
On,
what
the
fuck is Neo? What? And I'm
just
so
you just have flashbacks.
Angry,
yeah,
at the world that I just fall into a delusional state thinking that I'm an NPC.
You'd go insane, right?
I think that someone's... This is a film. This is a film we can have words
it's with. It's almost like the veil's been pulled back, but you can do nothing about it.
Mm. Yeah.
Because you're still in the Matrix. You don't know how to get out of the Matrix. And you're not following all the major characters of Neo and Trinity and all that, because they're off flying somewhere else.
Yeah. You're not a main character. Is that even more infuriating? You're like, I'm not with those guys, but I know. I now know everything. What about the other people who were around me at the time? If it's busy in that McDonald's, people saw that happen. Do I talk to them about it? Or do they not respond because they're NPCs?
The thing, like you probably think about that.
Were there NPCs in the Matrix, though? Or was everyone played by a real person?
They're all agents, technically.
Well, the agents were, but no, the other people weren't around the Matrix.
It was proven that one of the... You remember in the very first film, the guy coded in the woman in red?
Yeah.
Who wasn't real. So if he can do it... then surely...
I wonder if it's a combination of both then, perhaps.
Yeah.
Or is it just everyone gets their own reality?
Yeah, maybe your mission is to find someone you would never, ever, ever speak to in your own like thought process. You would never have like gone to them or gone to a place where you would never normally go. And that's where you try and have a conversation with that person. You're like, look, I would never, ever come here. This is not my thing. Are you a real person? And then if they suddenly start kind of giving you like no backstory to their life... NPC that shit, you're like, fuck this. That's confirmed.
So there is a limit.
Where would you
There's
go, do you think?
CPU limit.
If you had to kind of be a like, obviously, I mean, this is like the everything, everywhere all at once type thing, but like, if you had to do something completely random, what do you think you would try and do? Something completely out of the ordinary. Where you go, how do I prove, who am I speaking to? Am I on a plane
about
like skydive?
Something...
Have I taken their parachute off and pushed them?
And oh my god.
That's random. I wouldn't have done that.
I'd pick up a lizard, go downstairs, find my car, put them on the steering wheel, and then get into the passenger seat myself and just look over and be like, Conan, where are we going?
Come on, mate. This thing basically drives itself.
Come on, mate. You know, just like start expecting a lot of things that don't do that kind of thing. You know, like, oh no, my toilet's not cooking this cake properly. Yeah. And I'm just there mixing a cake in the toilet bowl, pouring the flour and eggs can't wait to see this cake in 2 hours, you know.
But knowing our videos, that's not far enough away from reality.
We've done those things.
I think trying to pilot a plane, that I would never ever do that. That would be if I just literally walked
up. Die.
So rather than going right onto the plane, I go left into the cockpit and start closing the doors and pulling away.
You get security on
what buttons do I press?
And you'd be hauled away and put in jail.
Yeah. But that's a random thing that I wouldn't have done.
You've got to spend your Matrix simulation in jail for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I don't know how to get out of that one. Start prison fights. Try to end it early.
Become king of the prison.
Accidentally become king of the prison because I'm so carefree that I started fights with all the biggest guys.
Yeah.
And it's like, why? Yeah. Why did this happen? And I'm like, I don't care. Break my arms. I'm jelly arms. I become jelly arms and legs. I'm like, I don't.
My real
body
is much weaker than this.
The pain feels like nothing because I don't believe in my reality. You should free yourself too, buddy.
Snap back, and you're like, oh. I don't care, but
I have Harry Potter.
I feel like we're touching
arms.
On probably some sort of religious sect out there that believes this sort of thing, that there's a total separation of soul and body, not in a matrix way.
Yeah, we can go out in the woods and start that. Let's just take loads of LSD and talk about it.
Sweet.
And write,
I'm into
if
it.
We write it down on like the thickest bark we can find, bam, that's our religion. Like, look, it's the holy
bark.
Maybe
we'll get telekinetic powers as well from doing all the LSD. Yeah.
We just keep testing, keep pushing ourselves. Damn. More and more and more. Drink it like it's a beverage.
And let's all go get quarter pounders after.
Yes.
There's no need to say with cheese because they come with it. If you were hoping for a quarter pounder without cheese, quarter pounder without cheese.
I'm looking at the McDonald's menu right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it says with cheese.
Look at that. It says with cheese.
Because it does say with cheese. I know it does.
We don't need to say that, though. You're using
but that's the menu
air
item.
And effort for no reason. Like, you know, as in nobody will ever go, oh, I ordered a quarter pounder the other day and it came without cheese. Like, it won't come without cheese. It's made in a certain way.
You'd have to say, like, can I have a quarter pounder without cheese, please? Like, fuck, weird. Yes, of course.
Oh, we made you a Big Mac, but you didn't say Big Mac with sauce, so we just made you a Big Mac with lettuce.
Yeah.
In terms of saving time and effort, you spent more time trying to counter this
I'm
point.
I'm trying to write this wrong. I'm trying to help
my
people.
Entire
I'm
existence,
just trying to save everybody time.
Wow. You've wasted our time, like, essentially.
I've chosen a hill.
Could you order a core pan and basically add on all the ingredients of a Big Mac and then turn it into a Big Mac but make them do a load of legwork to get there? Or is that just too far?
Yeah.
Can you go, can I have the Big Mac sauce, lettuce, what else is in a Big Mac? Can I have one of those actually thin buns in the middle, an extra patty on top? In fact, I'm basically describing the Big Mac, but I want it in a quarter pound of cheese form. Thank you.
When I used to work there, I don't know if you know this, but I used to work at McDonald's.
I remember
We used to make burgers like that for lunch all the time. So it'd be like, oh, get me two of these kind of patties, put a couple of mozzarella dippers in it, you know, chaos. Eventually, though, you'd always go back to like just the normal ones because they are, turns out,
don't
the
you have
most
to stock
edible.
Check, like, like how many Big Mac things you've used and how many quarter pounder things that you only got half of
nobody's
now.
Nobody's checking how many times you walked into the walk-in freezer with a couple of fresh hot mozzie dippers just to scoff, all right? Nobody's looking, all right?
Everyone's, so there's always plenty, is what you're saying. You never really run out of things like that.
No, there's definite stock checks, but like things at the end of the day will go into a bin if they haven't been eaten. So
day,
you can
right.
just waste it. Sometimes a mozzie dipper will, like, they don't count how many mozzie dippers go into the fryer. So like every so often a couple will break or pop, and so you'll chuck them out. But
Whoops.
Sometimes they might find their way into
Whoops.
The mouth of certain.
Into my mouth.
Certain else maybe.
But it's all a simulation, so it doesn't really matter.
Exactly, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I think that's plenty to stew on,
a lot
right?
to stew on, isn't it?
For this week. Another existential there. Crisis for everybody.
NPC Matrix. That should be a film. Isn't that, is that not the plot of
Free Guy?
Free Guy? I didn't care about it enough to remember.
I think
it.
It's more like a comedic take on that whole premise, yeah.
Yeah.
Of finding out you're an NPC in a game.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for listening today. If you'd like to check out the YouTube channel to see the visuals with it, we've got a channel for that. Mm-hmm. Just search for Hat Chat, the Hat Chat podcast on YouTube. Thank you to our patrons for supporting us every week and picking those hypotheticals. Man, you picked some really good ones this week. Thank you very much.
Really good.
Patreon.com/hatfilms. And also, if you have a cool fingle like Josh Yowd, please send it to our email. Or you got some funny news to send us. hatchat@hat-films.com. Thank you very much. And without further ado, that's the end of Hatchet. Any final words?
Thanks for listening and watching.
Ado. See, there was further ado.
Nice. See you next week, everyone.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.